You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So Transnet having to fend off further criticism of how management is handling what many perceive to be a crisis at the country's ports and logistics operator. So last week, the Durban Chamber of Business wrote a letter to the Public Enterprises Minister, Pravin Gordhan, calling for the removal of Transnet CEO, Ms. Portia Derby, as well as her executive team. Some of the grievances that they listed included the fact that the performance of the rails and port lines were very poor, and also the fact that there was not enough clarity on future planning for the expansion of the facility. So you would know that this is not the first such letter to be written about Transnet management. In December last year, a leaked letter, a confidential letter from the Minerals Council of South Africa, made a similar call for the removal of Transnet's current management team. Now, in response, Transnet has said that it is aware of the Chamber's letter calling for the removal of management. It said it had met with the Chamber CEO, the Durban Chamber CEO, and that the parties have agreed to collaborate on finding solutions to the pressing challenges. We do have the CEO right now of the Road Freight Association, Gavin Kelly, just for his take, or the association's take, on what is going on right now. Gavin, thanks so much for your time. Just do you reckon that, I mean, the story is over right now, with Transnet saying that they had met with the Durban Business Chamber and that they are looking at ways to address some of these challenges together going future or going forward? Or do you reckon that this story is just beginning at Transnet?
Oh, good evening, Susie. Good evening to all your listeners. Yeah, it's a bit worrying when you see a story like this in the media, especially given that something similar to this happened some time back already, as you correctly said. And there was a bit of a softening in Transnet with their managers, and they promised to sort this out. And then we're back where those people seem to have been a couple of months later. So that is a bit worrying. There's also a report that the Transnet management is resenting having these sorts of demands placed on Transnet by the business sector, as they feel that, you know, this is fiddling in their own internal affairs. So that's a bit worrying. Is it going to be resolved? I am not too sure it is. We've got to hold people accountable and responsible at these various SOEs or government agencies, and Transnet is a huge logistics, or should be a huge logistics provider, and it's just not doing what it needs to do, and that's what we have to fix. And if a letter fixes that, well, then we're on the right track.
I'm just wondering whether you think that the management deserve to be cut some slack or not at this stage. And I'll tell you why I say this. So the current management came in, obviously inheriting what was a product, as it were, similar to Eskom, of several years of mismanagement, of state capture, and of deals that proved quite difficult for the company's fortunes. I'm talking about the controversial deals around the locomotives, part of that whole state capture era, and the situation Transnet has found itself in right now as a result of the parts and the spare parts of those locomotives. Now, the Chinese investment company not supplying them with it, and as a result, we've got these locomotives that are just standing idle, just adding to the challenges that the rail and logistics operator is experiencing right now. And therefore, I just wonder whether you think that some of the inefficiencies that Transnet is being perceived to be operating right now are its own doing, or are factors that are largely beyond its control at this present moment?
That's a very good question and a tough one to answer. Should there be cut some slack? I think we need to know that they know what the exact extent of all the issues are that are facing them, and that their bosses, and remember, everybody has bosses, that their bosses understand that. We don't know, we don't know the inner dealings between the management at Transnet and the ministers. We only see what's printed in the media. So should there be cut some slack? I think they should. I think we need to get answers from Minister Gordhan, for example, in terms of do they know exactly what's facing them and what are they doing to fix this? And there are a fair amount of issues or realities that are outside of Transnet's control, and those also need to be addressed. So I would say that probably with the National Logistics Crisis Committee, that a fair amount of control can be placed there, and let's see where we go in the next couple of months.
What do you reckon the costs or the economic costs of the situation not changing could likely be?
Well, there's some horrible figures in the media. I think one of the figures quoted, if I can remember correctly, was that Transnet cost the country about 150, 160 billion, somewhere in those sorts of figures. And we know that there's been increased dysfunctionality at Transnet in this year. So I suppose that's probably going to crest 200 billion if we don't get this fixed. More importantly is that we're losing vital contract in terms of our minerals, and that probably is going to start pushing us towards maybe 500 billion. This is not something that we should take lightly.
Most certainly. Gavin, we'll leave it there. So thanks so much for weighing in on this story, sharing your perspective as the Road Freight Association. Gavin Kelly there, he is the CEO.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.